sea lice affecting aquaculture, as in salmon farming. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Sophie Ryan is the CEO of the Global Salmon Initiative, GSI, and I asked her a question about a pest to salmon.
Talk about the shift towards a more holistic approach to preventing and managing sea lice. Is that a huge problem in salmon farms?
Yeah, so sea lice, it is a pretty big challenge facing salmon farms. And what we found is that the sea lice are pretty intelligent animals. And whether we try to use medicinal approaches or non-medicinal approaches, some of the farms have even tried using special lasers to zap the sea lice off, but they continue to outsmart the farmers. So within GSI, what we've been trying to do is use our model of bringing different companies and different farms to really start to pool the knowledge they have on this challenge, starting to pull any experiences they have from any of the farms, from Chile to Norway, even between farms in perhaps regions, and really try to figure out why they're occurring, why they occur at certain times, what management is most effective, or what's working in some areas and what's perhaps not working in other areas, and try to share that learning so that we can help every farm try to have better management over that. And then also support any new developments or innovations that are perhaps coming through to try to get those out on the farms as quickly as we can.
Their efforts have resulted in a 50% decrease in medicinal use and 130% increase in non-medicinal approaches since 2013. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.